Hachette Audio presents Betrayal, the Crisis in the Catholic Church, by the investigative staff of the Boston Globe, with a new introduction by the authors and a new afterword by Ben Bradley Jr. and Michael Paulson. Read by Paul Bamer and Charlie Thurston. Preface. A statement from Spotlight director Tom McCarthy and screenwriter Josh Singer. The past 10 years have been very unkind to the newspaper business, especially on the local level. Over a dozen Metro dailies have gone out of print. Newspaper revenues in 2014 were less than half of what they were 10 years earlier. And thousands of reporters have lost their jobs. Of course, there has been innovation online. Many would point out that there's more information available now than ever before, and to that end, some would argue there is no longer a need for traditional investigative journalism. We disagree. This book contains the findings of the Boston Globe Spotlight team, hard facts and even harder stories of priests, lawyers, and survivors that have been hidden for dozens of years. Taken together, they tell a larger narrative of corruption and concealment, of a scandal at the core of the Boston Archdiocese, one of the most powerful institutions in New England. It was these findings that led to similar investigations in dozens of cities in the United States and around the world, all of which served to shed light on the larger issue of clergy sex abuse and the institutional cover-up that allowed it to persist, an issue that we are still grappling with today. The reporting in this book truly rocked the world. Nothing could possibly add to the significance of that, but context is a useful tool. Insight into how a team of 4 journalists and their 2 primary editors broke the story might help the world appreciate this reporting that much more, and appreciate why there is still very much a need for traditional investigative journalism. That is why we decided to tell the Spotlight story. Of course, you won't find that story in this book. To get there, we had to do our own digging. We had to investigate the Globe's investigation, which for us shed new meaning on the Globe journalists' original findings. Learning how in-depth and difficult their task was only added to the power of the end work itself. To uncover a news story like this one, to really expose the breadth and the depth of the corruption detailed in this book, a journalist needs time. 4 excellent experienced reporters and 2 senior editors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?